Okay. Okay, Rabbi, since the midst of Sefirot HaOmer, so I thought it would be worthwhile to look at an issue regarding to this mitzvah. And so we shavu l'chol nefesh, because two shirim here today. I'm not sure what everybody's up to and so on. And I think Yonah D'Yoma, we can talk about this mitzvah. And I begin on the page which has the Baal HaMor at the top. I don't know if this is, I didn't number it 1 and 2, but it says, Being in Sveika, the Omer, Sirius Omer. So the Baal HaMor, at the very end of Maseches Pesachim, raises three very interesting questions regarding the mitzvah of Sirius Omer. Most of the dinim of Sirius Omer are actually found in Maseches Menachas, because the Korban Omer, which was brought on the second day of Pesach, which kicks off the mitzvah of Sirius Omer, was a mincha offering. It was a grain offering. An Omer is a measurement, it's an amount. Omer Sirus Eifo, it's 1/10 of an Eifo. It's a measurement, it's an amount. So the Korban Omer brought on the second day of Pesach consisted of, among other things, an Omer's worth of barley. So it's a mincha offering. A mincha is a grain offering. So Maseches Menachos deals with details relating to the grain offering. So they're talking about the Mincha HaOmer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach. And so they go into the mitzvah Sirus HaOmer. So Maseches Menachos is in Seder Kodshim. So there's no riff in the back of a kodshim, most of kodshim, because most of kodshim, the Rif only wrote on those topics which are relevant to halacha lemaisa after the Beis Hamikdash, on those mesichtas. So we don't have the Rif in the back of Maseches Menachos. What we have is discussions elsewhere where it comes up. So same thing with other Rishonim, they don't discuss it in Maseches Menachos. So the Baal HaMor, there's no Baal HaMor in the back of Menachos. So the end of Pesachim, obviously, Mitzvah Sirius HaOmer is connected to Pesach. So the very last page on the Rif in Pesachim, it's Chof Ches Amud Aleph on the page of the Rif in Pesachim, the very last page in the Rif in Pesachim, the Baal HaMor asks three kashas. That's the Baal HaMor print. I'm sorry, it's small print, but we'll read it together. The Baal HaMor asks three kashas in regards to Sirius HaOmer. They run on that same page. And Pesachim quotes the Baal HaMor verbatim. And the questions are as follows. We're not going to go through all the three questions there. I'll read it in the Baal HaMor, but we're only look at one specific issue, Bez Hashem, today. The Baal HaMor asks, so the Sirius HaOmer, Yesh Shol and Matam ain't on Omrim Bo Zman. What is Zman? Shechionu, right? So in rabbinic language, Zman is the Brach of Shechionu. So the Baal HaMor asks, a good kasha, why do we not, on the first night of the Sirah, second night of Pesach, why don't we say Shechionu? Ordinarily, when we do a mitzvah for the first time, after not having done it in a long while, we do the first time we do the mitzvah, we recite Shechionu. That's on Chanukah. The first night we say Shechionu in addition to the other brachas on Chanukah candles. And so too, by other mitzvahs that we haven't done in a long time, we say Shechionu. So the bottom of our wonder is, why is it that on the first night when we kick off the mitzvah, Sirius HaOmer, we should say Shechionu as well? It's a good question. Second question. V'od, Matam Eno Sofrim below bracha beyond of Sheni Shal Pesach. It's an interesting question. The second night of Pesach was the first night of the Sirah. We should count without a bracha. What do you mean? Didn't miss anything yet. It's the first night. So what's the problem with counting the bracha? So he mentions, because Kedamina L'inyan Sukkah B'Shmini Sofek Shri Meisiv Yasvinam Brucha Elom V'Rachinam. He explains as follows. You know, in Chutz Laretz, and Baal HaMor lived in Chutz Laretz, in Provence. So in Chutz Laretz, you know, we have, of course, the extra day of Yom Tov. So there's a question when it comes to Yom Tov of Sukkahs. So Sukkahs is 7 days according to the Torah. Then the 8th day is Shmini Atzeres. There's no requirement to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. In fact, it could even be a problem with Baal Tosif if you were to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody sits in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Sukkahs ends on Hoshana Rabbah, the 7th day of Sukkahs. That's the end of Sukkahs. No more lulav. There's no more sukkah. On Shmini Atzeres, they don't sit in the sukkah in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says Basukkahs Teishu Shivas Yomim. In Chutz Laretz, we always observe an extra day of Yontif. Right? We always have that extra day. That comes about, just to review very quickly, because at one time it was unclear, there was some suffix as to when the Yom Tov landed up. What do you mean suffix, when the Yom Tov landed up? It says in the Torah. Yeah, but the landing of the Yom Tov on a particular day, let's say Pesach is the 15th of Nisan. In order to know when is the 15th of Nisan, you have to know when is the 1st of Nisan. Obviously it counts, right? How do you know when is the 1st of Nisan? What does that depend upon? As you know, right? Kiddush HaChodesh, Eidim come, and they say we saw the moon. Now, the moon takes 29 and a half days, roughly, 20, for our purposes, is sufficient, 29 and a half days to rotate around the earth. That's a scientific fact. So the Jewish months always go by the first appearance, so to speak, of the new moon. The moon doesn't really get any bigger or smaller. It remains the same size all the time. It just looks different to us because of the sun's rays that bounce off the moon. That depends on the angle. You know, the sun shines, so the sun sort of bounces. The moon has no light of its own. The moon bounces off the light of the sun. So depending on the angle of the moon, vis-a-vis the sun and the earth, that's how much of the moon we see. It's all there, but it's always there. But each month, I've just had yesterday Rosh Chodesh, so maybe tonight, if it's not cloudy, you'll be able to see a tiny sliver. Then the sliver gets bigger and bigger because the moon moves around and more of the sun's light bounces off it until the middle of the month when it's exactly the opposite, so to speak. Then we have what's called the full moon because then you have the full sun rays, so to speak, hitting the moon and bouncing it back to Earth. And then it gets smaller and smaller again. After a while, the end of the month is a period of time where we can't see the moon from the Earth at all. I mean, without telescopic, you know, instruments and so on, you can't see at all. Because the way it is, it's sort of the Earth blocks the sun, so it can't bounce anything off. And then it moves again a little earlier, and we can see more and more, etc. That's how it works. So it takes 29 and a half days for the moon to go around the Earth. So when is Rosh Chodesh? So Rosh Chodesh is when the witnesses see the new moon. So when you come to day 29 of any month, day 29, the next day is going to be one of two possibilities. There's only two possibilities. Either it's going to be the first of the new month, because Adam will see the moon that night. That means it's Rosh Chodesh. So the next day will be the first of the new month. Or if the moon is not visible, that means the next day is going to be what? Day 30 of the old month, and the following day will be first. Every Jewish month has either 29 or 30 days. Never less, never more. It's impossible. There's no 28 like in February in the solar calendar, the secular calendar. And there's no 31, however that point, you know, 30 days have September, June, whatever it is. No January, there's no 31 either, right? So it's either 29 or 30, right? So, good. So so it depends on whether Beis Din declared Rosh Chodesh or not. The Beis Din would declare Rosh Chodesh, like the Mishnayos, the Gemara, and Rosh Hashanah explain, when the Eidim would come. Good. So that's all well and good. But in the days before, texts and email, everything else, how did they let everybody else know? In Yerushalayim, they knew, okay, today's Rosh Chodesh. The people living in the neighborhood knew today's Rosh Chodesh. What if you lived far away? So if you remember from Rosh Hashanah, they used to have a very good system of, smoke signals, okay, like Native American smoke. They have the fire, flames. They would put up a fire, okay, on one of the mountains. It says exactly, Mishnah actually lists the names of the mountains. We know where some of them are today, okay? But right by Har Tzofim, which is opposite Yerushalayim, a tall mountain opposite Yerushalayim, they would put up a flame. So the people on the next mountain, next number of miles away, would see, oh, it was a Shchodesh. They would light it up. And the next, pretty soon, everybody knew, pretty quickly. It was a pretty good system until, what? Remember? Until Mishakilkel HaKutin, the wise guys, came and they wanted to mess up the Jewish calendar. So he lit the flame on a mountain the wrong day. Now the guy on the second mountain, he doesn't know who's lighting the flame. He just sees, oh, my first. So I messed up. They had to do a different system, similar to the Pony Express. Okay, they would send out riders on donkeys or camels or whatever animals they use, and they had to go to each town and with a special certificate or some type of a message from the Beis Din when they declared Rosh Chodesh. Okay, but if you lived far away, again, sometimes it took time till the messengers got there. All right, so for a lot of purposes, it doesn't make a difference. But let's say it's the month of Nisan. So I don't know. I live far away. I don't know when they made the first of Nisan. I have no idea. So I'm waiting. So today might be the first of Nisan. The other hand, tomorrow might be the first of Nisan. Okay. So we'll wait and wait and wait and wait. And then, big deal, right? Until it comes to 14th. Wait a minute. Is today the 14th or is today already the 15th? I'm not sure. So I better stop eating chametz. I better observe Pesach. So I have to have a Seder. On the other hand, wait a minute. Maybe last night was only the 14th. So I have to have another Seder tonight, the 15th. So that's how it all started. That's how this was called the Sveik of the Yoma. That's why I entitled the Shir. Sveik of the Yoma. That's how the doubt began. Guys in the back, come on. Okay. That's how the Sveik of the Yoma began. Because they really weren't sure. They didn't know. So they had to keep 2 days misafik. They weren't sure. And you're dealing with Yisr Chometz and the Mitzvah Matzah or sitting in the Sukkah, whatever the Mitzvah was. Okay. Whatever the holiday was, they had to keep 2 days. Okay. But today, we don't have that problem anymore. Today, we know exactly when Yontif is. Okay, because today our calendar is already fixed. It's all been mathematically calculated. You want to find out when Pesach will be in the year 2109, you can put it in a computer, you can figure it out. You want to know when Pesach is this year? So you go to your refrigerator, and there's a calendar in the refrigerator that tells you what day Pesach is. So we know just as well as they know in Eretz Yisrael. So why do we have to continue to keep 2 dates? The Gemara says in the first parak and Beitz, on Daf Talad, that we should, Rabbanah made Exer, we should continue to keep the old minhag, we'll assume for anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So the Baal HaMor lived outside of Eretz Yisrael. So he refers to the following point. The Baal HaMor says, now wait a second. So when it comes to Sukkot, so now it's the 7th day of Sukkot. So now comes tonight. So it might be Shmini Atzeres. Yeah, but wait a second. It might really only be still the seventh day of Sukkot. The nafkamina being to sit in the sukkah. Right? If it's still Sukkot, if it's only the seventh day of Sukkot, I still have to sit in the sukkah. But Shmini Atzeres, I don't sit in the sukkah. Right? So what do we do? What do we do? Most people, and people with Chassidish background, isn't different, but most people, the simple reading of the Gemara is, what do? We sit in the sukkah. Well, the Meschidim may make Kiddush, but many people sit in the sukkah, but one thing for sure, what? No bracha. No bracha. Okay, you sit in the sukkah, that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Yisuva yasvinan, brucha elom rachin. We're in sukkah daf mandal. We sit in the sukkah, we don't make a bracha. Okay, people with Chassidish background, they don't sit in the sukkah at night, they make Kiddush during the day in the sukkah. Okay, that's your meaning, I'm not telling you not to do it. Okay, there's different opinions already going to be shown about it, I'm not criticizing. Okay, this was one of the Rav Soloveitchiks, and Rav was very insistent that he thought the simple way, he usually told the Talmidim that we should not follow his minhagim. He said, you follow the minhag of your family. Right, there are different minhagim in many areas. Rav Soloveitchik came from the so-called Beis Harav, the Vilna Gaon's traditions and so on. And he followed those traditions, the Soloveitchik family, and he would tell the Talmidim, don't do what I do. You have to follow your family. I follow my family's traditions. You have to follow your family's traditions. But he said there are a couple of exceptions. One of the exceptions he felt very strongly about, you have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, even if it's not your family meeting. Okay, that's what he said. He felt very strongly about it because he said that's the simple reading of the Gemara. Okay, other people disagree. Fine. But in any event, one thing for sure is that we don't make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha? Because the simple reading, we don't make a bracha, like the Baal HaMor says here on the third line, he says, because Ruch HaRachim Rishab Birchas HaSukkah Omedes Keneged Kiddush Hayom. It's a strange, you're going to say in the Kiddush, Shmini Atzeres night, Latita and Oshon HaKinez Yom, Shmini Chag HaTzeres HaZeh, announcing what? That tonight is Shmini Atzeres. And then you're going to make a bracha on the Sukkah, which is announcing that what? It's not Shmini Atzeres, it's really still Sukkot. Right, it looks odd. Yeah.
Why
not just
say
several brachas? All right, so it's a very good question, and there's discussion about it. It might be what's behind it. But the reason that the Rishonim give is that it looks contradictory. Right? You can say a bracha, it's almost like a slap in the face of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is Kedush Hayom, right? Kedush Hayom Daraisa. You're going to say, well, no, maybe it's not really Shmini Atzeres. Maybe it's only still. So therefore, we sit in the sukkah. We don't make a bracha why we sit in the sukkah. You know, sometimes people like to eat outdoors anyway. Right, if it's nice weather, it's not. So, all right, anyway, so the Baal HaMor says we should do the same thing the second night of Pesach. Because the second night of Pesach, we're going to have a whole Seder. Right, we're going to eat matzah and moror and tzipritz and mitzrayim. And you also count, before that, you count Sirus Omer, which announces that it's the second night of Pesach. Remember, Midoraisa and Eretz Yisrael, there's only one Seder. The first night of Pesach, right? There's only matzah, moror, tzipritz, mitzrayim once. There's one Seder. We only have that second Seder. Okay, the Drabana, we observe all the Drabanas. We only observe it because of this rule that we have to keep an extra day outside of Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, it was Pesach, it was a Wednesday night, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, Thursday night, a couple weeks ago, it was Chol HaMoed, the first night of Chol HaMoed. They counted the Omer, good. But we're going to count the Omer, so again, the Baal HaMor is a bit of a contradiction. Because you're going to say a bracha on Sirus Omer, which indicates that tonight is what? Chol HaMoed. It's not Yontif anymore. It's the first night, it's the second night of Pesach, first night of Chol HaMoed. And then you're going to sit down and have a whole Seder and eat matzah and mor as if it's the first night. So it looks contradictory. So therefore, the Baal HaMor says, we do the same thing. We should count the Omer, not with a bracha. Because the bracha beefs it up and makes it more of a contradiction. That's the Baal HaMor. By the way, you know, you may have seen this. Some people have the practice. Also, I think many people have considered your background. That the first night, they count the Omer at the end of the Seder. No? It's, right? At the end, it's printed many Haggadahs. You ever see that? Many Haggadahs. Right after, I think, right after Hallel. They have the, huh? Towards the end, they have the bracha. I remember, now, most Ashkenazim count it in shul, like we do, you know, before after marriage. But many people come from Chassidish background count.
The wives and children who are at home.
So that's what some say, right? Others say a different thing. Others say, no, they daf, even the men don't count till later, because it's less, because you already had the Seder. You beat out that contradiction, so to speak. You already finished the whole Seder, so now, okay, anyway, that's the Baal HaMor second kasha. It's an interesting kasha, but we're not going to deal with that kasha. Now, the third kasha, the one I want to deal with now, okay, and that is the fourth line. Ma tam ein anu sofrin shtei siros misafek kemo shanu osin shtei yom tov misafek. Here is a kasha I'd like to look at today. You know, every night of the first night of Siros Omer, so we should count tonight as the first of the Omer. Okay, but the second night, based on the sfeik of the Omer, we should say tonight the second. But wait a minute, maybe last night was really the first Seder. like we treat it as though the second night of Pesach was really the first night. So the second night of the Seder, we should say, tonight is the second day of the Omer. Tonight it's the first day of the Omer. And throughout the whole Omer period, we should really count, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about Chutz La'aretz, we should count two Seders. You hear the Kasha? Right? The Sveika of the Omer. Again, the first night that we count, which is the second night of Pesach. Right? So we count tonight as the first of the Omer. But then we go ahead and we have a Seder pretending, so to speak, commemorating, remembering, that really we're going to be treated as if it's still the first night of Pesach. Okay, good. So now the second night, which is for Shulchan Amoed, even the Chutzah, it's for Shulchan Amoed, we should count tonight's the second night of the Omer. But based on the fact that we treated last night, at least partially, as if it was still the first night of Pesach, we had a whole second Seder with the Tzipras Mitzrayim and then a Matzah more and everything else. So we should count the second night. We say tonight's the second night of the Omer. Tonight's the first night of the Omer. The next night we should count tonight's the third. Tonight's the second. Fourth, third, etc., etc. You hear the Kasha? Why do we not, in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, no Kasha, but why in Chutz La'aretz, where the Balamo live, why don't we count each night? Again, well, that's right, entitled the Shia, Binyan, Sveik of the Omer, with Sirius Omer. Why do we not have the Sveik of the Omer, Sirius Omer? Yeah.
Would this apply only when there is a real Sveik
of the Omer? Also, well, again, but we do all the other things, even though there's no real Sveik of the Omer. That's the Balamo's premise. I mean, you're raising an interesting issue. Hold the thought. But the Baal HaMor's kasha is even us. We do everything else. As if, again, we have a second Seder, right? We have we sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. We do all the other mitzvahs to Sveik of the Omer. So why don't we do the Sveik of the Omer? So that's the Baal HaMor's. Those are three kashas. Why is there no Shechiyonu? Why on the first night do we not make a bracha? Why don't we count the Omer without a bracha? Like we sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres without a bracha. And in general, why do we not have Sveik of the Omer by Sirius Omer every night? We should count two Sirius. Everyone with me? Get it? Yeah.
How should Shavuos work at the end?
Oh, good kasha. Okay. Good. Hold it. Very good. All good. Yeah, a little funny, right? So let's see. But that, those are the Baal HaMor's kasha. So he gives Tirutim, the rest of his Baal HaMor's is Tirutim. He says, number one, he holds, no, not everyone agrees with this. He holds, on the, I'm sorry, the print is so small. On the fifth line, Uklolo Shaldover, Ein Lan Lahachmer Besirsa Omer, He said, you know something? Today, Sirius HaOmer is only a Zecher. Meaning, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. What do you mean it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa? It says in the Chumash. Usfartem lechem, you know, we count Sirius HaOmer. Why? So what does the Torah say? Usfartem lechem, mimorchas ha-shabbos, miyom, ha-viyachem, es Omer ha-tnufa. What starts off the mitzvah Sirius HaOmer? Bringing the Korban Omer. So many Rishonim have the opinion, okay, if there's no Korban Omer, then there's no Doraisa Mitzvah, Sirius Omer. And our fulfilling of Sirius Omer today is a Zecher. It's a Zecher, the Drabanan. Right? I mean, we're from Jews, so we keep the Drabanans also, but it's a Drabanan. Right? I said, yeah, the only Drabanan. Okay, because there's no Korban Omer. Without the Korban, you don't have a Doraisa, Sirius Omer. That's how most Rishonim learn. The Rambam, by the way, is a notable exception. The Rambam holds that the two Mitzvahs are not linked. And that even though there's no Korban Omer, there remains a mitzvah d'oraisa to count to Omer. And he apparently understands that the Pasuk is just giving you a signpost. It's telling you what day you start. It's not telling you that it's linked to the Korban Omer. It's just telling you when do you begin Sirius Omer? On the day you brought the Korban Omer. So you don't bring the Korban Omer? Okay, but it's still the same day. Right? So that's how he'll learn. But it's Machokas Rishonim. The Baal HaMor clearly learns, like the other Rishonim, who holds that the mitzvah of Sirius Omer today is a Drabana Zecher Ba'amo. And therefore he says, we don't have to... As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Menachos says it's a Zecher LeMikdash. Our practice is to count both the days and the weeks, right? We say this and this number of days and this weeks. One of the opinions of the Gemara, you don't have to do that because all the Zecher LeMikdash, whatever you say is good, okay? So he says, therefore, since when it's not, you know, it's a funny answer, but since it's only a Suffolk, no, it's only a Darabon, only a Zecher, so we don't have to say Shechiyonu. And furthermore, it's not the greatest answer, in my opinion, because there are abundance who do say Shechiyonu. But okay, Hanukkah I mentioned before. He may mean something else, but then he gives a second tarot. Again, that's not what I want to go into now. Then he gives a second tarot that says Shechiyonu is basically instituted for a mitzvah concerning which we're very happy to fulfill. It's a cheerful mitzvah. We enjoy doing the mitzvah. Sirius HaOmer, he says, even the name Sirius HaOmer, it's depressing. Why? Because it reminds us what? That there is no Korban Omer. It's almost reminds us that the Zecher LeMikdash. It reminds us we can't really do this mitzvah in the fullest fashion. And he says, you know, his language is, if you look at kind of in the middle, Lo Motzinu Brachas Zman Ela bedorish yesh b'shum hanok gon lizilzul of shubol simcha tkiy shofar lizichon ben yisrael aviv shel shemayim mikra megillah kadosh baruch hu saved us and so on. He says, but here this mitzvah, it's sfiras haomer ein bo zeichel shum hanok el agmas nafshenu lechurban beis malayenu. We're depressed because we remember the churban beis hamikdash. As a matter of fact, the Balei Tosfos point out, what do we say? Right after Sfiras HaOmer, right in your counter, Hayom, such a Yom Ba'Omer. What's next? What? Harachamu Yachzir Lanu Avodas Beis Hamikdash Kol. We make a little tefillah right on the spot. Now it's a beautiful tefillah. Do we say that tefillah after we eat matzah? Do we say that tefillah after another mitzvah? Do we say that tefillah? No. So it's a nice tefillah, but what's it got to do with Sfiras HaOmer? How come right after Sfiras HaOmer we say Harachamu Yachzir Baruch Hu rebuild the Beis Hamikdash? Good question, right? And I mean, it's brought in Tosfos today. It's not on a recent minute. Okay? But that's what we do. It's printed all the Siddurim. It's exactly what we do. Why? Because the whole mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer, sort of reminds us we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So right away, we pipe in right away. Well, we rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. We will be able to do this mitzvah in the fullest way. Even the Rambam holds it's still the Raisa, but it's still missing the component. You follow what I'm saying? So the Balei Tosfos is saying that the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, in a certain way, is a little bit of a depressing or not a cheerful mitzvah. So that's where Shechiyanu, we're very excited. Shechiyanu, Vikimanu, Vikimanu, Zmanazeh. Good. Okay, we won't sing it. But the Shechiyanu, Vikimanu, Zmanazeh, we say that Shechiyanu, and that's when we're excited. We're very inspired to be able to do the mitzvah. Yeah.
It's also a count to Malkan Torah, which
is that's a different purpose of it. Okay, that's true. And that is cheerful. Okay, so others give a different teretz. Others say actually that the Shechiyanu that we say on Shavuos night, we make Kiddush, right, after fitting the Omer, is sort of like retroactively the Shechiyanu for Seir. That's a different teretz. The Balei Tosfos give that teretz. The other Rishonim give that teretz that the Shechiyanu that we say at Kiddush on Shavuos night, when we finish the whole Seir's Omer, that's sort of a retroactive Shechiyanu. That's a good point. But that's the Balei Tosfos. Okay, that's his answer. Take a leave of that. That's his answer regarding that. Then he gives an answer. He says that to the second kasha, which is why we don't make a bracha without on the second night, just like by Sukkot. He says it's different by Shmi Atzeres. He says it's different. He says because on Shmi Atzeres we don't want the bracha. Okay, well, the bracha on let's say Sukkot, seventh day of Sukkot is going to Shmi Atzeres. Seventh day of Sukkot is going to Shmi Atzeres. Basically, you know why we don't make a bracha then? Because that bracha we said stands in contradiction to Shmi Atzeres. But remember, in that situation, Shmi Atzeres is the Doraisa. Shmi Atzeres is the Doraisa. It's eighth day of Sukkot. And the day after the seventh day of Sukkot is Shmi Atzeres, according to the Torah. So in the Sveik of the Yoma, okay, he says to make a bracha, he bore mikoch yontav sheni shehumi drabanan. Right? The idea that the eighth day would still be considered Sukkot is a drabanan. Drabanan said, continue to keep the old minig. Right? That's a drabanan. So the Drabbanan should not interfere with the Doraisa. Right? Shmi Atzeres is Yontav Doraisa. The Torah says, the eighth day, Shmi Yom HaShmi Atzeres Yelachem. It's a Doraisa. So therefore, we don't want to make a bracha that will take something which is only coming about because of a Drabbanan and sort of insulting, if you will, a Doraisa. That's the steer. But and he says that on the second night of Pesach, in a certain sense, it's the opposite. The Doraisa, the mitzvah, so to speak, what the Doraisa is not a Zerenot, but the mitzvah is Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, so there, if we would not make a bracha, we'd be saying, you know, I don't want to make a bracha because of a drabbanan, namely this keeping the second day of Pesach as yontif, right? That's a drabbanan. There, it's the other way around. Okay, so therefore, we do want to make the bracha because the ikur is a deraisa. Okay, that's his teretz. So that, all right, again, we're not going to go into that now. And the question I'd like to suggest that we focus on today, for the remainder of this year, is at the very end, three lines on the bottom. Vimbono lispor bay siros misafek. If do they want to say the second answer, by the way, is the difference in Sukkah Shmi Atzeres. We don't make the bracha on the Sukkah because we don't want to make a bracha on the night of Shmi Atzeres and say Leisha Basukkah because that would be taking the Rabbanan aspect of you know, maybe it's still Sukkahs and impinging on a Doraisa of Shmi Atzeres. So if we don't make a bracha, that's not the same thing as the second night of Pesach. The second night of Pesach, the Doraisa. Again, what it derives from is there or not, but the mitzvah of the Torah is to keep, to start counting the Omer. And now we're going to say, well, don't make a bracha because midrabanan, we're treating it as the second, it's not the same thing. You follow that's the Balei Tosfos teretz it out. But the last point I want to elaborate on here is the following. The Balei Tosfos writes three lines on the bottom. Bono lispor bay sphere sni suffake nimtzis sphere shnia mosheches ad yom tov rishon shel atzeres. What's atzeres? Shavuot. Shavuot is nicknamed atzeres. Your point. You're going to run into a problem. Because you keep counting tonight's 1-2, tonight's 2-3, tonight's 3-4. Okay, now you come to the 49th. Okay? Come to the end of the sphere. Tonight's the 49th. Well, tonight's the 48th. Because you're counting the suffix. The next night is Shavuos. Right? The next night is Shavuos. So how are you going to come and say, tonight is Shavuos? And now, I think they're on this Yom Chag HaShavuos then. And then you're going to say, oh, tonight's only the 49th of the Omer. Yeah. Hold the thought. Hold the thought. Very good. Hold the thought. But that's the Balaam Moyes Teretz. You're going to run into, it's a lead to a zilzul, that's his lashon, the mizalzel, it's a lead to a zilzul of Yom Tov Daraisa. It's almost an insult. You're going to come to Shavuos, and it's a Yom Tov Daraisa, right? The Tite Lana is Yom Chag HaShavuos is there. And now you're going to say, tonight's the 49th day of the Omer. Again, so therefore, you don't start with it. Okay, that's the Balaam Moyes. At the very end, he mentioned something else, counting days from something else. But that's the Balaam Moyes Teretz. I'd like to share with you just three other approaches to this question, not the Balaam Or. The second Makaris I printed, Charles of Chuvah's Dvar Avram, Chelek Aleph Siman Lamedal. Dvar Avram was Tom Chacham lived in the early 1900s. Avram Dober Kahana Shapiro from Kovno, the city of Kovno in Europe. I was a big Tom Chacham, wrote again his collection of Chuvah's called the Dvar Avram. For salvation, however, the Rav knew him. Matter of fact, when the Rav came to America, Rav Soloveitchik came to America, he came to Boston. He became, as you know, as many of you know, he became the Rav of the community in Boston. And so naturally the community, when he applied for the position, wanted to get some letters of recommendation. You know, who is this man? They didn't know who he was. A young man coming over from Europe. And so they wanted to get, so his father, the Rav's father, Moshe Soloveitchik, already in New York at that time, wrote a glowing, letter about his son. But many people felt, okay, the father... Of course he's going to write, his son's a genius, you know. The father's going to... So he wanted some independent corroboration as well. So the Kovno Rav, the Dvar Avram, wrote a letter. You can probably find it. I don't think it's up here in our library, but the YU, this measure's downstairs, the shelves of all the stuff from the YU Rosh Yeshiva, they put out, after the salvation was Nifta, they put out a sefer called Zichron Harav, which collected essays from different YU Rosh Yeshiva from an honor of the Rav or whatever. So the first page there, they print the letter from the Dvar Avram saying what a great Talmud Chacham of Shabbat Soloveitchik is, and they write halacha kemos v'chol mokom, halacha is like whatever you say is good. Sort of an ironic point, but anyway, that's what it says in the Kovno Rav's letter. Anyway, the Dvar Avram gives a different teretz to this kasha. He quotes about Amor's kasha, but then he says, you look in the second part, his basic point is that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, I'll say outside, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, what does Sfira mean? What does it mean?
Count.
To count, right? Count. So count, by definition, means to be precise. If someone asks you, count how much money you have. Say, I have either $1 or $2. Then you didn't answer the question. Count how much you have, right? The word counting means knowing, count how many people in the room. Okay, well, there's either 10 or 11. No, I need to know how many people, counting up for a minute, how many people are, 9 or 10. No, it's not good enough. We have to know exactly how many there are, counting. So Dvar Avram writes in the second paragraph, right, Ubizan Nirul Tarit, Mashiksha Haraz, Reish Zion Hay, Zabenu Zrachi HaLevi, that was the Baal Amor's name. The Sefer Amor, Amor is the name of his book. His name is Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi. Shines, they're called Baal Amor. His name is Zrachi HaLevi. So sometimes it's called Reish Zayin Hay Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi. So it was then really the Tarat Mashiach Rabbeinu Zrachi HaLevi Baal Amor, the Sefer Amor, Shili Pesachim, the end of Pesachim, we just saw it, Ma Tam Enon Osofim, stay serious, Pesachim, and so on. And he says, according to what we say, it's simple, he said, because that's not called a count. Okay? Look at the end of the bottom, Niril, and that right hand column, Niril Omar, Dover Chodesh. The dafka biyanta biyanog on the same lasos by yom misveka avol besira be emes loyal efshar klal of a same lispor stay sfiras biyachad misofek lefishazu ain't a sfira klal. That's not called sfira. Sfira means you know what today is. Today's the 23rd. Today's the 33rd. Today's the 42nd. Whatever night it is, that's the mitzvah sfira. So you can't count misofek. Okay. And now what's interesting, because after he brings this whole raya, to show the great respect he had for Rishonim, in the last paragraph, he says, you know, but since the Baal HaMor didn't give that answer, maybe it's not right. he had great respect for the Baal HaMor. He said, he thinks, I think it's a good answer, the Barabram says, but the Baal HaMor didn't give it. Maybe it's not the right answer. But anyway, it is a creative answer, right? That's the definition of counting. Counting means being precise. And to say, tonight's the 7th, tonight's the 8th, that's not counting. Okay, yeah. Okay, so Rav Soloveitchik, yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah. Rav Soloveitchik, take care. Rav Soloveitchik had a little bit of a different objection. Okay, well, let's remember again, the answer to your question, I think, would be, we do know really what night it is. We know. So it's only a sake of the Oma, Midrabana, we should continue to do it, so we can do it with a bracha, that's okay. But here's what the Rav asked. Okay, on the next page, the second side of the page, Rav Shechter, Shlita in the Sefer Mipnine Harav. It's one of the Svarim on some of the halachic positions and other things about Rav Soloveitchik. So the second volume has a whole kuntres in the back on Sfiras Omer. So Os Hay is Sfeik of the Yom Sfiras Omer. Right, he begins Haravenu Zrachi Alevi Sof Sofim Hipsher, quote the Baal HaMor, and so on. And he quotes Rabbeinu Shoma on the fourth line. Rabbeinu Shoma Meharav Mikovno. The Rav heard this. It's printed in the Dvar Avram. I showed you. It's printed in the Sefer. But the Rav heard it directly from the Rav Mikovno, Baal Dvar Avram, and he gave you the Teretz and so on. Okay? And he had a Raya from Maisuk, so whatever the Raya was. But he said, but one second. That's good answer for us. But the Rav said, one second. What about when there was a real Sfeik of the Yoma? What did they do when there was a real Sfeik of the Yoma? We can say, well, look, we know really tonight's the 23rd. We know. So we're not going to say tonight's 23, maybe it's 22, because, you know, that's not called counting. But what about when it was a real Sfeik of the Yom? When the people really didn't know? So according to Dvar Avraham, what would they have had to do? Huh? Not count. They couldn't count. Because if he's insisting that counting means what? You know precisely what it is. Then if you don't know precisely what it is, then you can't count. And the Rav said, well, that's a possibility. He thought, you know, that means, I mean, the Sfeik of the Yoma existed until the fixed calendar was established in approximately the year 350 under the leadership of a gentleman by the name of Hillel Hasheni, a descendant of Hillel, the base Hillel, you know, the famous Hillel, Hillel Hasheni. That was around the year 350 at the same time as Abaye and Rava lived in Bava. That means the whole Tekufa of the early Amoraim, before Abaye and Rava, they didn't count. The Rav thought there would be some record of that in the Gemara. There'd be some record somewhere that for hundreds of years, Jews taka living in Chutzlaritz in Bavel didn't count Sfiras HaOmer. I mean, you know, here you have a mitzvah. The Rav thought it should appear somewhere in the Gemara that here in Bavel we're not able to count Sfiras HaOmer. We don't find that. So the Rav was not, you know, so comfortable. Look at the last line of the first paragraph there. He says, Shakola Amoroim Shagaru b'chutzlars lo sofru sfiras omer klal ve'ein lanu shum zechel hazeh b'shum makom b'gemara. I mean, it should appear that amidst the sfiras omer for hundreds of years, all the great amoraim and Bava, Rav and Shmuel, you know, and so on, didn't observe, they weren't able to count the sfiras omer. There should have been some mention in the Gemara. So the Rav gave a different teretz. Our kasha, why there's no sfiras. So far with the Baal HaMor's teretz, that if you count the sfeik of the Yoma, it'll run into a problem. Shavuos. The Dvar Avraham's teretz is not called counting. The Rav gave another teretz. The Rav said that the takana of keeping 2 days was limited to things that have to do directly with the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. Kiddush, on Pesach, Matzah, Morer, on Sukkot, Lulav, and Sukkah, on Rosh Hashanah, Shofar. I'm sorry? I can't hear you. Yes, Rosh Hashanah is another teretz because even Eretz Yisrael is 2 days. It's correct. Okay, is that what you're saying? Rosh Hashanah is different. Okay, but even in Eretz Yisrael, but even the fact that we blow shofar the second day is also a function of the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah. Sfiras HaOmer, the Rav points out, has nothing really to do with Pesach. It's not a din in the Kedushas Hayom of the Yontif of Pesach. It happens to be that the mitzvah starts on the second day of Pesach. But that has more to do with the fact that that's the seasonal time when the barley crop grows. So you cut the first, you cut the first crop. That's when it is. Okay, it's a springtime thing. It's not nothing. It happens to coincide with Pesach on the calendar, but it's not a function. Sfiras HaOmer is not a function of Yom Tov of Pesach. It happened, and I'll just give an example. He doesn't give this example, but you know, we only do Sfeika the Yom. Let's say Rachman Litzan, you know, somebody has Yartzeit on the first day of Pesach. So we say we should say Kaddish also the second day of Pesach. His Yartzeit the first day, but Sfeika the Yom. We don't do that, because the fact that he has Yartzeit, that's super important. Happens to be that it landed up on Pesach. Right? It doesn't keep, we don't keep two Yartzeits. Someone has yards or any other yontif. We don't keep two yard sites on yontif. I'm just giving an example. It's not exactly the same, but just thinking, right? In other words, we don't say sveika the yoma other than for things. That's again Rebbe Shach's words. Utfeya nir liyashu ofarachah shekola chumra shel niyag yontif shein shel gal shein higu kilo adain yesh on the sveika the yoma as if we still have it. Ein ze ela gaben yoni kiddush hayom the yontif has to do with yontif. Issa malacha musaf. Kiddush and Abdullah, Matzimor, and so on. Avosiris Ome, Einena Mimitzus Hayom Shu Yontif. It's got nothing to do with Yontif. It happens to be that it landed up on Pesach. So the Rav felt that Taka, not like the Dvar of Ram, in the days when there really was a Sfeika the Yoma, they probably did count two Sfeiras. Tonight's two, tonight's three, tonight's 10, tonight's 11, tonight's 25, tonight's 26. Because he doesn't agree with that idea, it's not called counting. And with a real Sfeika the Yoma, they count it too. We don't have a real Sfeika the Yoma today. We know very well which night it is. We just keep the old tradition. And the Rav posited that the minig, that the Rabbanan instituted to keep the old tradition, right, to maintain, that's only things relating to the Kedusha Yom Yantav, Kiddush, and Abdullah, and Arba Kosa, and all the mitzvahs of Yantav, but not Sfeika the Yoma. You follow? It actually brings a little bit of riot to this. There is some discussion, I'm not going to go into detail, but there's some discussion, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, when you daven Musaf, so you probably noticed this on Pesach also, when you mention the Musafim, right, Musaf, so you say, Ves Musaf Yom Chag HaMatzah, etc., right? But if it's Shabbos, what do you say, Ves? Musfei, because Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, what about Rosh Hashanah? So you look in the Rosh Hashanah, Shemoneh Esrei, Musaf, and you bring up the Musaf, you say, even if it's a weekday, you say Ves Musfei Yom HaZikaronazeh. Why? Because what's Rosh Hashanah also? What? Rosh Chodesh. Right, we don't pay attention to that too much, but Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. So you brought the Musaf Rosh Chodesh too. So you say Musfei in the plural on Rosh Hashanah, even if it's a weekday, because it includes Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, but what about the second day of Rosh Hashanah? Second day of Rosh Hashanah, Beis Tishrei, is not Rosh Chodesh anymore, that's for sure. So there's some questions. Some people say, second day, you don't say Ves Musfei. I Sveika the Yoma? No, Sveika the Yoma is only something that has to do with the Kedusha. Anyway, it relates to that question. That's what Rosh Hashanah ties up. So that's the second teretz that Rav Soloveitchik gave. A third teretz, rather. We have the Balamor's teretz, the Varavorm's teretz, and Rav Soloveitchik's teretz. I'd like to, the last thing I want to share is a teretz from a dear friend of mine, Rabbi Pinchas Weinberger Shlita, who was the rabbi of the Young Israel of Teaneck for many years. Right? Were you there when he was a rabbi? Okay. He was a rabbi, huh? Yes, he was a rabbi. He's a very good friend of mine. He's a rabbi in Frisch for many years. A very fine Talmud Chacham. So they printed after Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, Zichron HaBrach, who was the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Kerem Yavne. After I didn't learn in Kerem Yavne. After he passed away, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, they published a sefer in his, I think your father wrote the articles there, sorry, by Weinberger, contributed this article. So he had a very interesting, and I thought, the best answer. You actually alluded to it. But I thought it was the best answer. He says as follows. You know, you can read it inside, but I'll say it outside to save a few moments. Okay? It's interesting. It deals with the following question. Why is there ever 2 days of Shavuos? Why do we keep 2 days of Shavuos? Well, you tell me, for the sake of the Alma. 1 second. Shavuos is not a function of Rosh Chodesh. I explained before, right? In the month of Nisan, in order to know when the 15th of Nisan is, you have to know when is the 1st of Nisan. In the month of Tishrei, Sukkot, in order to know when the 15th of Tishrei, you have to know when the 1st of Tishrei, and that depends on Kiddush HaChodesh. But 1 second, what does Shavuos depend on? Pesach. Right, Shavuos got nothing to do with what day of the month. Now, by our calendar, Shavuos always lands on the 6th of Sivan. Okay, but the truth is, the Gemara says in the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says in the olden days, when the calendar wasn't fixed, Shavuos didn't always fall out the same day of the month. The Gemara says, Shavuos was Pamim Behe, Pamim Bevav, Pamim Zayin. Some years Shavuos was the fifth of Sivan. Some years it was the sixth of Sivan. Some years it was the seventh of Sivan. What did it depend on? It depended on whether the months in between, from Pesach to the month of Iyar, of Nisan and Iyar, were they 30-day month, 29-day month, one of each? So you do the math. Okay, if they were both 30-day months, okay, again, it wasn't fixed. Our calendar was fixed. They're both 30-day months, so then Shavuos would be on the 5th, right? They're both 29-day months, then Shavuos would be
7.
If one of each, that'll be on the 6th. That's what we have, one of each. Nisan was just now a 30-day month. Right? The year is only a 29-day month, so it was always a 6th, according to our fixed calendar. But Lamaisa, by Shavuos, everybody knew when Pesach was. I mean, eventually they found out, right? They may not have found out by the 15th, but eventually everybody found out. So by the time Shavuos arrived, in the olden days I'm talking about, by the time Shavuos arrived, everybody knew when Pesach had been. So then they know when the Seira is, they know when Shavuos is. There's no reason ever to have an extra day of Shavuos. So why do we have Taka 2 days of Shavuos in Chutz Lars? So the Rambam himself says, okay, did he quote the Rambam here? In Per Gimel Alach Yudbeis, I think, of Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh. Yeah, let me begin here. He quotes the Rambam Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh Per Gimel Alach Yudbeis, right? He says there are certain places, you know, where people arrive and so on. And he says, you know why we keep an extra day of Shavuos? It's called Lo Plug. We do it by Sukkot. We do it by Pesach. We do it by Shavuos too. And it's really... Really, you shouldn't have to keep a second day of Shavuos. But the Chacham instituted it to keep things consistent with Yom Tov. In fact, he quotes some sofer, the Tshuva, for that reason, second day of Shavuos ends up being more chomer. Because they made it, it's not just Sheikh of the Yom, it isn't Sheikh of the Yom, it was a formalized takana. Okay, but here's our Weinberger's point. So let's go back to the olden days. Okay? So let's learn not like the Dvar Avraham. We're living somewhere far off, and tonight's the 3rd, tonight's the 4th. Tonight's the 17th, tonight's the 18th, tonight's the 22nd, tonight's the 23rd. We'll keep counting Misofik. At some point, those people found out, right? They found out. The messengers on the ponies or the donkeys or the camels or whatever arrived and said Pesach was here. So what did those people then do from then on? Counted the correct night, whatever it was, right? Now, wait a minute. When did that change take place? When did they find out? Was it necessarily the same time every single year? No, it depends on how fast the messengers got there. Some years they may have found out on the 10th night, some of them have found out on the 20th night, right? There was no consistent whenever they got there. Not only that, but it varied from place to place, right? I mean, in this town they found out on the 18th, the other town, in the 10th town found out on the 21st, right? So it was, and then they switched. Sometime before Shavuos, everybody switched, so 1 second. So what should we do now? What's the bottom line? What should we do now? We should count Misafek till when? The whole time till Shavuos? That's the bottom line. Assume like a few minutes before. The bottom line. Assume you're going to run into Weinberger said 1 second. You know, count. No, in those days they didn't. We only count because of a minute, right, to maintain the old tradition. But the old tradition never no one counted. You know, Misafek all the way until Shavuos. Some point they found out that they found out on the 40th, but they found out. So how can you institute a minhag of Hosein of Yodena to maintain the old tradition when the old tradition was inconsistent? So should we stop at the 25th? Should we stop at the 33rd? When should we stop? So therefore, he said they never instituted Sveika the Yoma by Siris Omer because there was no exact practice to model it after. Yeah. Okay, so that's a very good question. The Ritva and Rosh Hashanah discuss it. The truth of the matter is, the Rambam implies that even in Eretz Yisrael, there are some people who keep 2 days even in Eretz. I'm not talking about people who are living from America, that whole problem. I'm talking about there are some people who keep two, because maybe in that area in Eretz Yisrael, Edom never came. The witnesses never came. I think there's some briskers where they keep 2 days even in Yerushalayim. Maybe that block didn't exist, that town didn't exist. You know, it's an issue. Okay, it's based on a Rambam. The Ritva says that when they were Sakya, they made it the borders of Eretz Yisrael. It was a fixed thing. Okay, that's a Ritva around Daf Yud Ches and Rosh Hashanah, I think, says like that. It's a good question. It's a broader subject, but I think that's more the world widely expected. Again, there's some who keep 2 days even in Eretz Yisrael, but not a widespread practice. But that's because the Ritva, another Rishonim say, because it's, you know. Anyway, but that's the answer I think of Weinberg gave. I thought it was a very clever answer, very, very, very almost poshut answer. Okay, minig, as you were saying, there's minig of a Seinu B'Yadenu to maintain the old tradition of keeping extra day. It doesn't work by Sira, because at some point, everybody stopped, and it wasn't consistent from year to year, and it wasn't consistent place to place. So to say, arbitrary, we should, just up until 20 will do. Why you pick 20? Whatever number you pick, that's why you pick that number. So therefore, Mimela, they didn't institute it in the first place. So that's it. So again, just to summarize, we have four terutzim to this kasha of the Baal HaMor. Why don't we have a Sefiras, the sake of the Omer by Sefiras Omer? One is the Baal HaMor's own terutz, because you're going to run into a problem on Shavuos. You're going to count the double. So the last night of the Omer, you're going to say 49, the next night is going to be Shavuos, and you say, but oh, it's maybe still 49. Okay, the answer to the Bar Avram, that you can't count, because that's not called counting. To say tonight's 31, tonight's maybe 30, that's not called counting. Counting means being precise. You have Rav Soloveitchik's teretz, it's quoted by Shechter here, that the practice, that at one time the Taka did count. Not like the Barbara, the Taka counted me something. But today, we don't do it because we only instituted Minig of Hasein B'Yadena to maintain the old tradition with things that relate directly to the Kedusha Yom of Yontif, right? And the Sefiras Omer is not a function of the Kedusha Yom of Yontif like Matzah or Mor or Kiddush is. Okay, and then the Weinberger's teretz that there was nothing to model, no consistent practice to model it after. Well, you can't say minig, but we have a minig. There was no consistent minig because it varied from place to place and even from year to year, and therefore we would never know. There'd be no way for us to establish Sreika the Omer by Sefiras Omer. So those are some of the teretzim to this kasha. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening.